Hello there, and welcome to the Switch Island Express, episode 32. My name is Lewis, and today I'm joined by two absolute guys, one of them being Ben. Ben, how are you doing?
Sorry, mate, I'm just trying to catch a fish in Animal Crossing. I'll be with you in a second.
Oh,
okay. And it is a dab. Not bad.
Yeah.
I'm good, thanks, mate.
Good.
Yeah,
I didn't
mean
to distract you. I know that fishing is a very, very important task.
It is, and right now. And I'm on a hot streak with the fishing, so
I don't want to be too bitterling.
Oh,
hey.
What a nerd!
I'm good, mate. Thank you very much.
Good.
And also joining us today is Mr. Daniel Ward.
Hello, Dennis. I'm good, mate. How are you? You okay? I'm not catching fish at the moment.
That's because you're busy.
I am busy. I'm paying full attention to my two friends. So, you know what I mean. If that's what Ben wants to do, then Lewis, I think I'm clearly your favourite. Is that correct?
Or yeah, I mean,
my favourite.
Was there ever any doubt there?
No doubt.
I mean, I can see from Ben he's not even paying attention right now. So,
oh, Daniel here. Hello, mate.
Hi, mate. Okay.
Oh, God. Sorry, I was just caught up with a sea bass there. No, wait, it's at least a C+. Oh, the jokes of this game. Brilliant. Right, I'm going to switch it off. Carry on as you were. Podcast. Let's do it.
Let's do it. So today we're going to have a little bit of a change. So we're not going to speak about what we've been playing because we've all been playing the same thing. Spoiler.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Today we're going to do one of our multi-award winning quizzes. Otherwise known as a big fact hunt. How does that sound, guys?
It sounds.
I am all for it.
Sounds
everyone,
good.
It's fact. It's scientific fact that everybody loves the big fact hunt.
Mm.
Yep,
it's true. Mm. Dr. Facts, Big Fact Hunt.
Well, patent pending.
Yeah.
So, for those who don't know what the rules are, it's basically 20 questions, but with games. So, we're going to go around the table. Someone's going to think of a game, and they have to answer yes or no to the questions that are asked. Who wants to go first? In fact, understood? Do you both understand that?
I absolutely understand it, and I'm definitely not going to go first because I completely forgot it was around the table, so I'm going to have to get my phone and start thinking of a game for you.
Whoops. I'm happy to go first, if you like.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah, on you go.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll let you ask the first question. You go, Dan. Please, on you go.
Me? Does it have character name in the title?
That's what?
Oh, he's yes! Nabbed your question.
Oh. Oh, there goes your catchphrase, Lewis. Do you feel naked now?
A little bit.
Come on, Ben.
The one question he had. No.
Oh, fuck.
Sorry, that Lewis? Was an anti-climax.
No. Okay, so it doesn't have the character name and title?
No.
Right, that's your second question.
Thank you.
Well, we're doing really well here.
Let's go for a time frame. Okay. Has it been released since? Has it originally been released? Its original release after 2010.
No.
Are you keeping score here? Like, that's one question.
Are you just making me keep score so you know that I'm not playing Animal Crossing at the same time? You bastard. Yeah.
Potentially.
That's two questions.
So was it before 2010? That's what we're saying, Lewis.
Yeah, or after? Yeah.
Before, okay. Okay, so before 2010. Sorry, I'm just trying to pick my game here, and I have picked it. So before 2010. So what consoles... N64?
SNES.
Should we nail down the console?
Let's go for it.
Is it on the SNES, Ben?
No.
It's going to be one of these fucking awkward ones. He always picks a lot of shite.
Don't talk about Ben like that. Come on.
Wait, what was that? Was it on the SNES?
It wasn't on the SNES.
So
before 2010, so if it's newer... N64, maybe GameCube? Can't remember when that came out.
I'm going to say, let's continue along the console lens. Was it on the Wii?
No.
Hmm?
Good old ponder there.
Thought about it. Okay.
So does that mean it was thinking, was it the GameCube or was it the Wii? Makes me lean into GameCube potentially. I'm trying to read Ben's face, but I think he's still playing Animal Crossing.
I could turn
you
my
see the reflection in your glasses.
Yeah,
you liar. Is that on the GameCube, Ben?
Yes.
Mm.
That's five questions now.
It's going to be Animal Crossing. It's definitely going to be Animal Crossing.
Okay, on the GameCube. Shall we go for genre?
I genuinely think it's going to be Animal Crossing. I can tell by his reaction. He did something there that a poker player would call a tell. He started rubbing his nose, which I've never seen Ben do before on a live podcast. So
normally Ben, I do the cocaine afterwards, that's why.
Do you want me to go for it?
Yeah, go on, you go.
Ben, is it Animal Crossing?
No. That'd be absurd.
Terrible game. Okay.
Question seven, Dan. Question seven.
Question seven.
Let's make it count.
Is it a racing game?
No.
Balls out. Went for it. Come on, Lewis.
Is it a horror game?
No. <Yeah.
laughs> Right. Is it a game?
I'm going to give you
a memory card.
A very minor clue, because you've still got a few questions left. I have the game right in front of me. That's the clue. Oh, I own the game. Okay?
Okay, great clue.
Yeah. It's not really a clue, but I'm looking at it right now. So if you can read my expression, Dan. Ooh.
Yeah, I'm onto it now. Yeah. Okay. Question number 10. It's you, Lewis, is it? Yeah.
No,
this is question
horror.
9, I think.
God damn. Number 9. Okay, so it's not a horror game. It's not a racing game. It's on the GameCube.
Yeah. Character name is not in title, thank you.
Character isn't in the title. What games would Ben own? Super Smash Brothers? Is it Melee? Or Brawl?
Melee.
Could be Melee.
So it can't be... So it's not going to be like a Mario Kart. It could be Super Mario Sunshine. Oh, no, that's character name and title. Apologies, ignore me.
Ben's gone shit. The name's in the title.
Quick, I need to change my game quickly.
Forgot about Mario. Pick Animal Crossing. Shit, no. Okay. Is it a fighting game?
Define fighting game.
Mm.
Is there fighting in the game? Yes is the answer. Yes is the answer.
That's not really what I wanted to.
Because I know sometimes there's a different subgenres of fighting games, isn't there? There's brawlers and, you know,
yeah,
beat 'em ups and fighting games.
You know,
in my day they were all fighting games.
But yeah, it could be. Everything was a fighting game because I had to fight to get the game.
But yes, on, I would say it's a fighting game.
Ben would say it's a fighting game. Could be Smash.
Yeah,
don't think it is by his reaction.
Fighting is the core mechanic of the game. Let's put it that way.
Fighting is the core mechanic.
See, that's awkward because you're making me think it's like a boxing game or something like that. That would be the that would be the core mechanic in a boxing game.
I can't think of any really great GameCube fighting games. I'm just trying to.
Soul Calibur.
Oh, good shout. Yeah. But it's a subgenre of fighting, so could we maybe nail down what you're looking at? What view? Top down, or is it, you know, side scrolling kind of thing, or, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Come on, you'll go.
Is it my go? Okay.
All you, boo.
Yeah,
this is the part where Lewis just outright ignores everything you just said and says, "Is it Soul Calibur?"
Fucking hell.
Yeah, good
right.
Point.
So, just based on that little conversation that myself and Dan had there, Ben.
BFFs.
Say it.
Is it Soul Calibur? No.
Oh, we could have tried to throw you off there, actually.
Try to crowbar this into a yes or no based question. Is the aspect of it fucking normal? Straight on. Like, how do you ask that question?
Is it a 2D fighting game? Is that what you're asking?
What do you mean by
I love how you just 2D? Basically asked the young question. Yes, that's exactly what
we
meant.
Just trying to interpret Lewis. Do you mean, is it a traditional 2D Street Fighter style fighting game?
What's so hard to understand by it? Is it normal?
Is it normal? Oh my word. Is it normal?
Is it?
We're not normal.
Is that your question? Is it normal?
Is it normal?
Is it on a 2D plane?
No.
Oh dear me.
Right, that's 10 questions down. You're halfway through.
Oh my word.
I'll be thinking of another clue.
Okay, is it top down?
Hang on, guys. Think about developers, characters.
You could ask if it's first party or not.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
You could ask if it's not.
Okay, I'll ask that. Is it top down? I asked the fucking question. Answer it now. Okay, let me think. Is it first party?
No.
Okay, that doesn't help.
Maybe nail down the country it's developed in?
Is it developed in the United States?
No.
Can I take that question back? I don't like that question, but thanks for answering it.
Right, that's 12 questions. I feel a bit harsh saying no to that. It wasn't developed in the United States, but it was developed in North America.
Okay. North America.
Okay. You can get that done.
But I don't know how much help that really is.
For a fighting game that isn't developed in Japan, it's pretty important. Any Street Fighter games on? Nah, because he wouldn't have been so aloof about, is this a fighting game?
Oh, in North America, there's a Mortal Kombat. Deadly Alliance. Where was that in the game on the 64?
Mortal Kombat 2 was on the SNES. Nah, because he wouldn't have been so...
Deadly Alliance was definitely on either the 64 or the GameCube, and Ben's smiling when I'm saying that.
I wouldn't try and read my expression if I were you. It means nothing.
Is there a timer in this game?
A timer? I honestly don't remember.
Can you pick up the box? Just look at the back of the box. If you could hold the box up high as well, please. Okay, thank you.
I'll hold it down here. There's no actual in-game screenshots. Do you know what? We'll come back to that question, Dan, and I'll do a bit of Googling while you ponder another question. So you've had 12 so far.
So I was trying to nail down the type of fighting game this is.
So, sorry, I find it really hard to... I always talk when I type. Mortal Kombat.
Very clever. Okay, so Lewis, let's try and think of any developers in North America that it could be. It's not first party. That rules out quite a few.
Yeah, so there is NetherRealm or Midway, as I think they were called back then, who did Mortal Kombat. And that's me out of developers from North America.
Same.
Okay, I'm going to give you another. Give you another clue. Think of a...
What's its initials?
A big developer. You would know. Big developer. One of the biggest.
Activision, Rockstar. Bully? Was that on the GameCube?
There is a timer in the game, Dan, as well.
So if it's got a timer, then it is a true fighting game.
Okay, so that's 14 questions.
I mean, I'm think a fighting game that
by a big developer. By a big,
yeah.
Or let's say an almost a sub brand of a big developer, like an offshoot of a big
EA
developer.
So EA biggest. Someone's microphone's fluffy, by the way, making noise. Oh, there you go.
Is that better?
Yeah.
It's better. EA, offshoot of EA.
What I like about this is I can hear the people screaming the answer.
Probably Andrew.
Yeah,
just, or lot, just not even the answer, just screaming.
In ecstasy.
Yeah, it's gone longer than 45 minutes. Fuck you. Just trying to sleep.
There's just 45. One question.
45. Bubble. So it's American developer, massive offshoot of a huge developer. Rockstar, EA.
Now, I didn't use the word massive, did I?
You said one of the biggest, did you not?
No, he said a specific word. One of the biggest.
Is it a wrestling? Is it my question? I don't know. Is it a wrestling game?
Yes.
Okay.
Does it?
15
questions. 2K is it?
The
2K. What? They're an offshoot of THQ.
Activision.
Are they Swedish? Or whatever? I don't know. Dan, I distinctly remember on the GameCube a wrestling game that featured. Now this may tie in quite well to Ben, knowing Ben's extracurricular work. That featured rap. People.
Death Jam.
You've seen them, the rap people.
No, the rap. Rap people.
It was Death Jam Vendetta. Exchange.
Death Jam Vendetta.
Vendetta.
The intro to that, yeah. Yeah, remember that.
Okay. I think that's it could be that one, but I'll leave it up to you.
Huh? What?
You can fall
but
on
I'll
the
leave
sword.
It up to you to take the fucking fall.
Well, I fell earlier on whatever the answer was that I gave. No,
Ben,
you never stop falling, Lewis. Yes, Dan.
Is there any of this antisocial popular rap music in this game?
There is quite a lot of it.
Okay.
16 questions.
Come on, Lewis.
Ben.
Wrap it.
Yep.
I'm going to get it wrong. It's not Vendetta.
Is it Def Jam Vendetta?
Is it Def Jam Vendetta or Def Jam Fight for New York, the sequel?
Oh.
It's Def Jam Vendetta. Well done.
Yes.
Well played,
easy.
Boys.
That was so
well done,
never
Lewis.
In doubt.
No,
let's see
no
the box.
Help whatsoever.
The box.
I had that game.
There we go. There's the box there. Def Jam. Oh, yeah. And that was an awesome game.
It was. Really
loved
good.
Loved it.
Really, really good.
DMX, Ghostface Killer, Redman, Method Man. Ooh. Mm-hmm. All the greats. Brilliant. Well done, boys. And yeah, the well big clue well there was it was developed by EA Sports Big, if you remember.
Yeah,
that's why I
keep God.
Kept saying Big. Or
but
EA.
We know what the better game was by Big.
SSX?
Nah, mate.
NBA Street?
Yes, mate.
Yeah,
NBA Street 2?
Yeah.
That was a great game.
That was good.
Fantastic game.
Good. Well done, boys.
Right, chaps. Okay, so... Lewis, you're going to go?
Yeah, I can have a go. I've got a game.
Yeah, I'm still picking a game.
Are you keeping your
Ben,
own...
Ben mentioned mine before.
Are you keeping your own tally, Lewis, or do you want me to keep it?
Nah, you're a bit of a cheater, so I can do it 2 seconds.
Damn it.
Right. Right. Ready when you guys are.
Born ready.
Go on, Ben.
Okay.
No one likes the first question. No one likes the first question.
I hate it.
Was this released on a home console?
It was released on a home console.
God damn.
That's one question.
Was this released on the Wii?
It was not released on the Wii.
Okay. Sorry, specific.
He's got it. Was it released before the year 2000?
Sorry?
Was it released before the year 2000?
It was not released before the year 2000.
Mm. Right.
Okay.
That's so five questions.
God, we are rattling through them. Okay, so
it's only three, it's fine.
Okay.
Okay, so it's not Wii, so it's Switch, Wii U, GameCube.
So it's a home console, Switch, Wii U, GameCube. Okay.
I can confirm it is a game.
Thank you.
So quite all right.
Okay, good.
No, just let me know and I'll start great giving you some other clues. You play it with a controller.
Ah. One of them.
Oh, you've spoiled it now.
It's not one of those.
Was this released on the GameCube?
It was not released on the GameCube.
Right.
I'm going to say
incoming clue. This particular one was not released on the GameCube.
Right. So this it is one. Part of a series.
Maybe. That skipped a generation.
Or, no, it could be like...
Didn't start with a generation.
A Zelda game that this particular Zelda game wasn't on the GameCube. Maybe. Maybe that's something like that.
Okay.
Okay. is this a first-party game?
Define first party.
We've been through this before, Lewis. Fucking hell.
This every time. Okay, sorry. Let's. Was this developed by Nintendo?
No.
Okay, so
it was not.
I think we can guess it's probably published by them. No, we shouldn't guess. We shouldn't assume.
Never assume.
Okay, so we could potentially nail down the console.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's Wii U or Switch, right?
Yeah. So was this game on the Switch?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
That is question number 6.
Worth it. So it is potentially published by Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
It is on the Switch, and we know that it was a home console.
Fuck. Released after the year 2000. Okay. Is this developed by Square Enix?
It was not developed by Square Enix.
Okay, I got nothing.
For fuck's sake,
Ben. What was your thought process there, Ben?
I suppose you sent a link to Dragon Quest XI earlier. I was like, he's a simpleton.
Yeah. Yes.
That's my thought process.
Not that I agree with that. But that's very funny.
Yeah,
oh, fuck. So. What game am I going to go for?
Let's scroll through my WhatsApp. Oh, that'll do. Yeah, that was.
You'll do.
I'm sorry for underestimating you, Lewis.
That's quite all right.
Okay. Is this a game in the view of a first person?
No.
Hmm.
It is not.
Okay, so just to be certain, was this published by Nintendo?
It was indeed.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Astral Chain?
Is that a question?
No. And direct it to you, Lewis.
Very good, though.
Pipe down.
Astral Chain.
I'm accepting that as a question, so that's question 10. No.
Here's a clue.
Do you know, there can't be that many.
No, it's not.
No. So we've got...
Is Astral Chain?
Yeah, Astral Chain was published by Nintendo. So you've got Dragon Quest.
Zelda game?
Yeah, but that would be developed as by Nintendo as well, wouldn't it?
I don't know, but was it?
Yeah.
Link's Awakening? Was it?
No, it was Grezzo, wasn't it? But
yeah,
I'd still say it's a Nintendo developed.
But is it
game? But is it?
Cadence of Hyrule wasn't.
No.
Developed by Nintendo.
Yeah, Ben. Okay. No.
Is this my question, by the way?
It is, mate. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I was just sat here pondering. Okay, God.
A stroke in your head.
You bastard. Right, so it's not... Right, so what have we got this published by Nintendo on the Switch? We've got... We can rule out Dragon Quest Builders 1 and 2. We can rule out Dragon Quest... he's already done Sonic and Mario at the Olympics.
He so, doesn't stop this man.
That would be the ultimate gobshite move.
Have a poker face. I need to try and permanently fix a grin on my face because that's just how I'm going to have to operate from now on.
Okay, is it a sports game?
Is it a sports game?
Yeah.
It certainly is not.
Okay, thank fuck for that. Okay, is it a sports game? No.
Ooh, maybe release year then. That might be a good one.
Hmm. Was it released last year?
No. It was not released in 2019.
Thank you.
Good, thank you for clarifying that, the date, Lewis.
Quite
for,
all right.
For anyone listening in the future.
Sure.
Yeah. Good.
I know.
Context.
Be confusing.
Okay, so it wasn't 2019.
No. Nope.
So it could be 2017 or 2018 or 2020. in hindsight, that
didn't
was
really
a,
think that
that
through,
was a poor question.
Let's try and nail down genre because I think we'll get it from that. All right. I think. Not sports. What else? Maybe if he's played this game.
Could help us. That's probably a good question.
Know what his taste is like.
Yeah, Lewis.
Yes, Ben.
Have you played this game?
I have not played this game.
Gobshite.
Absolute gobshite.
Absolute gobshite. Yeah, it's gone for a gobshitey game as well. You know,
I thought of this game earlier on, and I was like, I think that would be a good game for a big fact hunt.
I know what you're like. Do eggs roll in this game? No, I'm joking. Don't answer that. Okay. Published.
Wasn't Box Boy and Box Girl published by Nintendo as well?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's the only one.
Nail down genre. Genre. Come on. Yeah, okay. Nail it down.
Is it? It's your question, isn't it?
I think you've done the last two questions, Ben.
I'll go again then. seems to be working.
Let's go for, is this a shmup?
It is not a shmup. That is question number 13.
Okay.
I'm going to give you quite a big clue. Because cool. I don't do, oh, I'm looking at it straight in front of me, kind of clue, because that doesn't help anybody.
Oh, hang on. But I think it's a big developer. A big.
That gave
Come
me
on.
Nothing.
Well,
nothing.
If you had half a brain cell.
Well, I don't. Just straight in one and out the other. The Go game ahead. I'm thinking of, the game I do actually have it on my monitor right there. It's actually one of the Switch's best selling titles.
Okay. Stardew, was that?
One of the Switch's best selling titles. Published by Nintendo, but not developed by Nintendo.
Was anything bundled? No.
Told you it was a tricky one.
Okay, best titles then. So, Stardew wasn't. No. Best-selling titles. Shovel Knight? No.
No.
Was it?
No. What about, I think, I mean, Xenoblade Chronicles 2?
Hmm.
Is that, maybe?
Potentially. Maybe RPG?
Yeah, let's go for RPG.
Answer the man.
Is it an RPG? Is it an RPG? it's not.
What a bastard.
It's a bastard, eh?
Not an RPG.
see, now it gets to this point, you're on 14 questions, it's squeaky bum time.
It is.
It's squeaky bum time.
I love Berlusconi. Okay. Struggling here.
Oh, so this is annoying.
Top selling Switch game. Here we know it's absolutely no idea on what genre it is.
It's the
published by Nintendo.
It's the published by Nintendo thing that's almost throwing me off.
Yeah.
We kind of went with Box Boy before, so maybe.
But what that's, type of game nah, is Box it's not Boy? A top selling game though.
No.
No. It's what the top selling games. Smash.
Yeah.
Mario Kart.
Mario Kart.
Odyssey.
Breath of the Wild.
Do you know what? We haven't done his trademark question, have we?
Oh god, it's gonna be right as well. Go on. Do it.
As character name and title.
Yes.
Could be Box Boy.
Could be Box Boy.
Oh! I know what it is.
You think?
Go on.
Yeah.
What do I need to ask him? Tell me.
Maybe ask him, is it an XCOM-like game?
Ooh!
Is this an XCOM-like game?
No!
You fucking shit, Ben!
Ubisoft, yeah, good shout. Okay.
What? Right, that's question 17. Oh, as God. Of the 31st of... According to Wikipedia, as of the 31st of December 2019, the game has sold 9 million copies.
That's huge. So...
You will kick yourself if you don't get it. You will kick yourself. But I would completely understand not getting it.
9 million copies.
Is it a Nintendo fan favorite character in the game?
Yes. Question 18.
So within two questions, we've got... I reckon we could... It's either...
if you get the type of game it is, you'd get it. I'll give you more clues. There are no... Oh, there are now. I'll just start peppering you with clues. The series started in the 64. It has spawned some knockoffs.
Tropical Freeze?
No.
Asking you. I'm just asking...
Oh, apologies. Just cut across me.
Carry on giving us a clue, Lewis.
Sorry, Lewis.
No, tough. I do want to say as well, if you don't get this, this is the first game that we would never have guessed in the entire history of Big Fact Hunt.
Okay. We've got two. So
Bubble.
Oh yeah, Bubble.
Yeah.
Say it again.
We got that in the end, didn't we?
No, I don't think you did. anyway.
I forget I said that.
So it started off on the 64.
Yes. There have been... Let me think about this. I think there's been at least one on every system. I think.
Smash? Smash is developed and published.
At least one.
At least one.
So there have been multiple iterations of the same game. On, I even think there was three on the Nintendo 64. There have been a lot of versions of this game. And now everyone is screaming at their iPod or whatever they're listening to this on.
There's been three versions of this game on the N64. There's been at least one on every release. It includes a main character from Nintendo.
And if we got the genre...
You'd get it in one. You'd get it straight away if you had the genre. I'll give you another clue. It has every Mario character in it.
Party.
Yeah, it must be. Who develops that then?
Be sure though first.
Well,
is this a Mario Party game?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So it's
gobshite. Who's the fuck's that developed by?
Is it?
So on the last question, you need to get the name of the game.
Is it Super Mario Party?
Developed by ND Cube, it is Super Mario Party.
No wonder it's shite.
well done.
I mean, that was ultimate gobshite edition.
That was
9.12 million copies sold.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Doesn't mean it's anything.
Saying it's not developed by first party. I don't know.
Well, I haven't gone for a gobshite game, boys.
Well,
I didn't go for a gob. Listen, just because it took 20 questions, go in the huff.
All right, Lewis, you're banned from doing this again.
Yeah. No wonder he wanted to play. He's been thinking of that game for weeks. It's like, I'm gonna fucking wind a time when everyone's stressed. You know what? Fuck him.
This'll push him over the edge.
Yeah.
Come on, Dan.
Fair enough.
I'm here. That's
we got it though, Ben. Well
yeah,
done.
We did. We got there in the end.
We got it.
Right, Dan.
Okay.
Kirby Superstar Allies.
Fuck.
You got it.
Right, I'm going to bed. Good night, boys. Thank you for joining the Patreon. See you later.
Don't we go? I'll go first.
Yeah.
I'll just get the question straight out there. Because if you'd asked the question earlier on in my round, then you probably would have got it quicker. Is the character name and title?
No.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear. I think it's Persona 5.
Fuck off. That really will push me over the edge.
Yeah, just leave it, Lewis. Just leave it.
Although I am getting the new one at the end of this week. So ooh, fuck you, Lewis.
It's got good
special edition.
Good reviews, that.
Yeah. Can't wait. New character.
Carry on. Okay. Was this released prior to the year 2000?
Yes.
Ooh.
Okay. Old school.
So to clarify, we are just doing Nintendo games, are we? On a Nintendo console?
Yeah.
Just want to double check.
You're the one hosting, but yeah, we can clarify that.
I mean, I didn't say that had to be Nintendo consoles.
No, it's fine. It's okay.
So that, what was that before 2000? So NES, 64, if a console, Game Boy Advanced?
Yeah, I guess let's just...
assume that's home console.
I mean, we probably could, but just to be clear and safe, we should probably say whether it's handheld or not.
Okay. Dan, did this game appear on home consoles?
Yes.
Good.
Okay. Character name's not in title. Home console. So what have we got? We've got a bit of that, a bit of that. Ooh.
It's getting to 9:30. It's everyone's bedtime. Yeah. So, cool.
Was this a Super Nintendo game?
No.
Okay.
Oh. Was it Nintendo 64?
Yes.
Okay. Right.
What question's that? That's question two, is it?
Two or three, I think, maybe. Might be three. Yeah. Let's go three.
You are now on to question six.
Oh, shit, man. Right, so 64.
Do you want to go for genre?
Yeah, I was going to ask first party, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Was this game published by Nintendo?
Yes.
Okay.
But then even like you're saying that, Smash wasn't developed by Nintendo, it was developed by HAL.
One clue I will get you, because it's clue time. I can smell a clue. It's co-published by Nintendo.
Oh, great. That narrows it way down.
Hmm.
It's my question next, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it. Co-published.
Yes.
Right.
It is.
Co-published by with Nintendo and someone else. This doesn't help me at all. I'm going to go for the kind of genre. And I'm going to... Mm-hmm. stereotype you a bit, Dan, and just know what you're like. Oh, there was none on the 64. That's a stupid question to ask.
Is this a fat genre? Whoa, Lewis. Yeah.
Is it Master Baker 64?
Thank you, mate. Jesus, what?
I was going to ask if it was a JRPG, but there was none on the 64. I'm going to go for, what is it? Is it a sports game?
No.
Does it have 64 in the title, but that doesn't narrow it down. That probably expands.
That was question number 7. You are on to number 8.
Okay. So it's not a sports game. It's co-published. Probably shouldn't focus on that too much.
No.
No, I think that'll... Or should we? Was it developed by Rare? I think that's a reasonable question for a 64 game.
No.
Okay. Shit question. Silly. Shouldn't have gone for that.
It does sort of exclude all... quite a lot of games, though, that you might think would pop up in one of these.
Yes. It's not a sports game.
I bet you it's like Mario Party 64. I bet you that's what he's done.
Fucking he's on to me.
What did, if it was developed by Rare? Is it a shooter?
Ooh. Tricky. You do shoot in this game, so I'll give you a freebie.
You do shoot in the game, so it's not the main part.
Ooh. Has this game been re-released on Switch?
No.
Shooting
cat. I thought it was Doom 64. I thought he was being a gobshite.
I would have bought it very quickly. I would have said that was a shooter. I would have been gobshite. Yeah. I'm not like that.
No, you know Lewis. Okay.
That was question 10.
I completely refuse that as a gobshite game. One of the Switch's best selling titles.
Oh, 9 million copies.
Developed by Dave, sat in the Nintendo offices.
Multiple iterations.
What, boys? I've got an idea for a game. It's going to fuck up quizzes for the next 15 years.
What was your last question?
It's not re-released on Switch.
It's not Doom 64. So you do shooting in it, but
yes,
didn't seem committed on the fact that it was a shooting game.
Okay, so it's you're on 2, 3, 6, 9, 10. This
good. No, carry on.
No. I was going to give you a freebie.
Give us a clue. I think I've got an inkling, but give us a clue.
I owned and still own this game.
I think, Lewis, it could be. Is it a licensed game? Like is a
defined license.
Well, like is there a kind of a tie-in, like a movie tie-in, yes, for example? Okay. Lewis, I'm thinking Star Wars.
You do. Yeah, but there was a few Star Wars games.
Rogue
Leader Squadron.
Rogue Beaver, did you say?
Rogue Peter. Are you on crack?
Rogue Beaver, come in.
Rogue Beaver. 10-4, Rubber Duck. I'm coming in.
I get confused between the GameCube one. Rogue Squadron and Rogue Leader, weren't they?
Yeah.
I guess we're going to ask if it's a Star Wars game.
Yeah, okay. Dan, is it a Star Wars game?
Yes.
Oh,
good one, Ben. That's a good one. a what Star Wars game.
To be fair to you as well, you've done it with very little help on this.
Mm. Well, Lewis has helped a little bit.
What a prick. So the one that's released on the one that's on the Switch, what one's that again? Jedi...
Yeah,
something.
So it's not that.
It's not that one.
So... Sorry, that actually wasn't meant to be...
I'm just... I know, but I'm just...
Just spitballing.
I'm trying
this is a safe space.
Narrow it down, Ben.
Rogue...
Come on, and I'm just getting attacked. So it's not Rogue... It's not Rogue... It could be Rogue Beaver, Rogue Squadron.
Rogue Beaver... That's the name of the fucking episode.
Yep.
Fucking Rogue Beaver. Oh, it's the one that got away. My Rogue Beaver.
I think Rogue Squadron was the GameCube one. Or it could have been Leader. I don't know. Well, we've got enough questions to play with whittle it down.
Yeah, we're fine.
Does it contain the word beaver in the title? the word leader in the title?
No.
Okay.
Squadron? Does it contain the word squadron in title?
Yes.
Yes.
Is it Rogue Squadron?
It is. Well done, boys. Very, very good.
Brilliant. That was easy.
Oh, I feel like we've redeemed ourselves there somewhat.
Hey, do you want an extra point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All about that.
What other platform did it release on?
Oh, the Game Boy or something like that, is it not?
No.
Is it the 64DD?
No. Beavers and DVDs, that's all we need on this episode. No, on a Windows PC. That's right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know. Cool. And it got 7 out of 10 on Steam, so fuck you, Steam. Mm. Great game, really cool game.
Yep.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Very good, very, very good.
I never played it. I played the GameCube one, but not that.
I think it was much the same, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
From memory.
Yeah, they were pretty much... there was some differences. As like the N64 one, because you had to put the pack in the front. Remember the, I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, the Rumble.
Expansion pack.
Yeah.
To play it, and it was the only thing that really needed the expansion pack. That and a couple of rare games like Perfect Dark.
Brilliant.
But yeah, it was banging. Really good game.
Oh. Yeah, some good games there. And Super Mario Party as well.
Excellent. Well, two of us didn't try and be gobshites, so that's a result.
That's the question: is what to?
We're improving.
We'll never know. Good. That was good fun.
Very, very good. I think. We all know how much everyone loves this. So I can only imagine we're going to get heaps of praise for the quality of the games and questions that we've put forward.
Absolutely.
Today.
You've just reminded me, Lewis. talking of getting feedback, that voicemail that we got. We were gonna play that, weren't we? Because we forgot to do it on the last episode.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That guy. So we just. Do you want to just add that in here and just play it now? Because we got some seriously nice feedback from someone, didn't we?
It was nice.
Yeah, we did that. Yeah. Just put it in here.
Put it in here.
Here it is.
Hey yo, Switch Island, man. This your boy Lil Peeper, all the way from the United States of America. I just want to leave y'all this message because on the last episode, y'all was asking for people to leave y'all reviews and such. And I ain't an iTunes user. I don't fuck with iTunes. I don't fuck with Apple and none of them shits, man. But anyway, that's by the by. What I'm calling in to tell y'all is that I love y'all motherfuckers. Y'all some funny ass English motherfuckers, and I love y'all shit. So I want to send some love to y'all motherfuckers, cause y'all need more listeners, y'all need more views on y'all YouTube, I just want to send y'all some support. I be listening to y'all shit when I'm driving along. Maybe I got a bitch or something, and y'all shit get my bitches in the mood. Something about y'all English accents get bitches in the mood, man. That's what I'm saying. Y'all shit, that mixture of that Nintendo and that English accent, I'm telling y'all, it's like an aphrodisiac for these bitches, man. So keep doing what y'all doing. I mean, if I had to be critical of one thing, and it's a very minor thing, but y'all supposed to be some English motherfuckers, but y'all get one dude on there. I think his name is Louis or Luis or something like that. What the fuck is that motherfucker saying? I don't understand the fucking word that motherfucker's saying. I'm like, is that motherfucker talking English? I don't understand it. Something about that dude. If you could, y'all supposed to have invented the English language, and y'all got a motherfucker on your podcast that don't even speak English. What language is that? What the fuck is Scotland anyway? Anyway, man, I'm driving. So I apologize for the audio quality. I'm kind of stuck in traffic right now. So I'm going to go, and I'm gonna wish y'all all the blessings in the universe, and stay up, and keep doing what y'all doing. I love y'all. Peace.
So I think we can all unite in the message that little Peeper can go fuck himself.
Xenophobic. Mate, I started this just by fucking talking about Nintendo games, and this is happening now on this podcast. Mate, don't even know anyone. Can't cope. What's Pete's happened? Rolling in his grave.
Brilliant. So yeah,
that was fantastic. So if anybody else wants to send in feedback,
send us in. If you can understand me, send us in some voicemails. Put on some lovely
Come on, mate. We all love you.
That little
we love you.
What's his name? Little Peepee? Little Peeper?
Something like that, yeah.
Sounds like a creep. Absolutely creep.
We love you, Louis.
We do.
It's fine.
Louis.
Louis. Don't try and do the voice.
Outrageous. All right, anyway, I think we should wrap up after that.
Yeah, definitely.
Assault. Dan, where can people find you?
In a little house on Island Kirkstone. Ooh, at the moment. Yeah, I've got apples, guys. Ooh. Plenty of apples. That's wow. Right. Yeah, that's right. Come over. I've now got new Joy-Cons as well, so I'm not just going to drift into the left-hand corner of the island every 5 seconds.
So funny.
Left-hand.
He's
back.
Really good at Fortnite, but he's shit at Animal Crossing.
That left strafe he's got going on is fun. Anyway, and you can find me on Twitter at DannyWard2707.
Excellent. Ben, you're delusionists?
No, you can find me at Benji Kong. Thank you very much.
All right, mm-hmm. And I am at that Dr. Fact. And hey, come on to the Discord. Get involved with the conversation. Put in what music you're listening to during your working from home life.
Mm.
Stick it in the channel. We can all look at it and go, what's that? Or listen to ourselves.
Absolutely.
Cool. Absolutely. Cool. Excellent, guys.
That was good
if
fun.
In fact, if you're going to have a suggestion for games, send them to me. And then if I get called the gobshite, I'll just blame whoever sent the game in. All right, guys. Cool.
Cheers, guys.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.